我们感谢主哈，上个周末给我们很好的聚会啊。
We want to thank the Lord for a wonderful service last weekend.
礼拜五晚上我们有很好的在这里纪念耶稣为我们受苦钉十字架。
Friday night we came together and remember what Jesus has done for us.
礼拜天复活的主日我们有那样子好的赞美，那样子好的聚会。
And on Sunday we had a wonderful time of praise and again together.
也有焚烧聚会洁净自己。
And we had this burning meeting where we...had an opportunity where we cleanse ourselves.
也有为同工按立的聚会哈，为神家增加了很多的力量。
And we ordain a number of ministers that the strength in the house of God is increased.
然后下午我们又有二十周年的聚会。
And then in the afternoon we had a 20th year anniversary get together.
你看礼拜二祷告会到了六十多个人。
And on Tuesday night there were 60 some odd people that came.
然后礼拜五的聚会有很多人都有很好的见证跟分享。
And this past Friday, many people had wonderful testimonies and sharings.
我们多么希望神家每一次的聚会真正是让主做居首位。
And how we pray that every time we get together that the Lord would have the first place.
当主的心得到喜乐得到满足我们一定喜乐的。
The heart of the Lord is satisfied, we know that we will rejoice with him as well.
我们1993年4月份的第一个主日开始了我们的聚会。
1993, in the month of April, we began our first getting together.
今天是2013年4月的第一个主日聚会。
This is the first Sunday gathering of 2013, in the month of April.
我们希望不光是在时间上我们跨了一个整数。
Not only in the passing of time that we...came across a set of numbers.
我希望我们每一个人属灵的光景也都在主的面前有一个明显的跨越。
But for every one of us, there's a distinct growth in the time that has transpired.
然后我们很高兴的就是今天在这个跨越时间的这个时机里面正好是教会要开始两年全教会性的门徒训练。
In the passing of this anniversary, we're going to begin the 2 years of disciple training for the entire church.
我们实在是知道这一件事情实在是一件非常重要又非常这个有意义有价值的一件事情。
We know it's a very important, it's a very meaningful event.
尤其英文组年轻的孩子们也都一起参加。
Everyone in the English group, the youth group, are all partaking of the discipleship.
我们真的希望我们都被主建造被主预备好、
We ask that the Lord would equip all of us that we're all made ready
礼拜五我前面到 Cyprus 去坐了一下
And this past Friday I went to the Cyprus Fellowship and I sat there for a little bit
那边有两个姊妹交通说在这个教会不好混
And there are two sisters that says it's not easy to just mingle around in this church.
姊妹已经比弟兄追求了，连姊妹都不好混，那弟兄更不好混了。
And the sister says it is difficult to just, you know, pass by and hang around. So it would be even harder for brothers to do so.
我只是没有时间跟他讲，你干嘛要来教会混
？And then I didn't have the opportunity to respond to the sharing. Why would you just hang around at church?
来到神家就来真的，好，我们讲了好几次，要来就来真的。
When you come, then you do it for real.
因为我们是侍奉这位永生神又真又活的神
Because we're serving the true and living God
很多时候我们有很多生命的关卡我们性格的关卡侍奉的关卡我们不肯跨我们就一辈子被挡在那里
Oftentimes we have obstacles in our personalities in the way that we serve in every aspect of our lives so we're unwilling to overcome those obstacles
我们不肯
we're going to be stuck
不肯对付的罪舍不得放下的世界或是我们不肯学顺服不肯交出自己你发现很多事情可以把你挡下来一挡挡一辈子的
The sin that we're not willing to let go the world that we're not willing to resist personality we're not willing to let go these things can hold us for a lifetime
希望我们在主的面前常常有明显的属灵的 delta那个进步
We pray that oftentimes when we evaluate ourselves we could see a spiritual delta in our life
你看保罗在写给哥林多教会的时候他说我一直不能没有办法把你们当作属灵的只能把你们当作属肉体的
When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth he says oftentimes I cannot treat you as those who are mature but those who are babes and those who are of the flesh
在基督里只是个婴孩
And many aspects you are but babes
他说我只能够用奶来喂你们没有办法用饭来喂你们
so I can only feed you with milk and I cannot sustain you with solid food
然后他接着说你们那时是不能吃到如今还是不能吃
he says then you cannot partake of solid food now you still aren't able to
弟兄姊妹这就是说到不长进好没有属灵的 delta
this speaks of a lack of growth there is no spiritual delta in their lives
那时不能如今还是不能
they couldn't do it then they still couldn't do it now
弟兄姊妹我们每一个人都应该醒察我们自己 己的生命还有跟神的关系。
So brothers and sisters, each and every one of us need to evaluate ourselves, our conditions, our relationship with God.
到底有没有什么东西在我们身上一直卡着我们？一年过去，两年过去，三年过去，我还是老样子。
Are we held by something where we're stuck? We're the same year after year, and every time we look back, we're still the same.
啊，可能我们知识进步了，经验增加了，恩赐增加了，可是我们的生命却没长进。
Perhaps we grow in knowledge, we grow in experience, we grow in ability to serve, but in our life we haven't increased.
我们一起加油哈。
Let's all encourage one another.
我真的感谢主给我们这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹。
We're such wonderful brothers and sisters who are gathered here.
给我们这么多年轻的可爱的一代哈。
There are a lot of young and energetica generation that is growing.
我们希望我们的祝福 不是只有一代，是能够一直传下去的。
And I pray that our blessings doesn't stop at this generation, but it will follow through for the generations to come.
今天我继续讲这些人是谁，讲第四个，讲加勒。
Today, the fourth message on who are these people, we're going to look at Caleb.
这个一般人讲到加勒跟约书亚的时候，大概都先讲约书亚。
A lot of time when people talk about Caleb and Joshua, they will talk about Joshua first.
因为Joshua, 是摩西把棒子传给他，他是新的元帅，新的带领。
Joshua was the one who held the baton from Moses' hand. He was a general that succeeded Moses.
但是你发现圣经上神几次讲到他们两个，神先讲加勒才讲约书亚。
But oftentimes you discover in scriptures that whenever the Lord talks about those two individuals, the Lord always talks about Caleb first.
那很可能加勒的年纪比较长。
And perhaps Caleb is a little more older.
但是加勒的生命其实是非常美好的。
But Caleb had a wonderful life.
你从来没有看见他想跟约书亚相比。
You often discover that Caleb never competed with Joshua.
他总是请全力的帮助约书亚。
Wholeheartedly, with all of his strength, he supported Joshua.
虽然圣经上提名的时候都是先提这个加勒才提约书亚。
And oftentimes in scripture, again, we discover that Caleb is mentioned first and then Joshua.
但是你真的在看见加勒，所有描述加勒的都是正面的。
And you find that every description of Caleb is positive.
所以我们今天来讲加勒，他身上有一个特点，叫做另有一个心智，他专心的来跟随神。
Characteristic of Caleb that we're going to focus on today is the fact that he has a different spirit and he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
Another spirit, 另有一个心智。
He had another spirit.
然后他专心地跟随神。
And he followed the Lord wholly.
圣经里面五六次讲到他专心跟随神。
And five or six times the scripture says that Caleb followed the Lord wholly.
除了民数记14章24节中文翻成专一，其他都是专心。
Numbers
那英文没有分的哈，英文没有分的。
There's no distinction in the translation in English when the scripture says that he followed the Lord wholly.
所以英文是 fully, wholly, wholeheartedly.
Amen.
就是这三种的讲法哈，要来就来真的。
These are the three descriptions in the English translation. If you want to serve the Lord, then you do it for real.
这里的专心还不是 concentrate 的这种专心，是 wholeheartedly 整个心。放上来。
And when the scripture says that he served the Lord wholly, it's not just his mind that's focused on the Lord, but his entire being is placed in serving the Lord.
你看我们现在都很不容易专心，对不对？
Oftentimes we discover it is very difficult for us to concentrate, right?
很多时候我在上面，你看现在好多人都在看他。
You see, discover everybody just looking at Ying Ying right now.
哎，Ying Ying，谢谢你哈，你给我一个最好的示范哈。
Thank you for the example that you just given me.
他小家伙不是小家伙。他一跑上来，你看这么多眼睛都在看他。
This little person runs up on the stage, and all of a sudden, everybody looks at her.
你看我讲到的时候，你们很多时候眼睛瞪着我，我知道你已经魂游向外了。
And I know oftentimes you're gazing at me, your spirit is gone already.
所以以前有个弟兄提醒我说，每次要读哪一段圣经要讲三遍，还记得吧
？So a brother once reminded me, whenever you want brothers and sisters to read a particular scripture, you got to recite the location of it three times.
约书亚记七章八节，我讲第一遍，你就翻到约书亚记。然后你在问别人第几章的时候，我要讲第二遍。
And when I say Joshua chapter 7 verse 8, you get to Joshua, you say, what chapter? And I have to repeat it again.
我需要讲第二遍。然后你翻到第七章，你正要问第几节的时候，我需要讲第三遍。
And the second time you got to, when I repeated the second time, you got to the right chapter. And then you say, what verse? And then I have to repeat the third time, so you know what verse we need to go to.
有没有这个问题？
Don't we have this problem?
专心，不够专心。
It's hard for us to be focused, right?
我很专心。
I am focused.
三个多礼拜以前，这个 于是母跟 Aaron 跟我，我们出去吃了饭回来，我停下来买报纸哈。
3 weeks ago, Sister Nancy, myself, and Aaron, we went out after a meal. I stopped to purchase a newspaper.
我买了报纸出来，一看头条新闻，香港不是那个上海都是死猪的那个消息，第一次出来哈。
And I got the breaking news where in Hong Kong.
上海
in Shanghai, there was a dead pigs in the water everywhere.
哎呀，我专心的不得了，就一面看一面从店里面出来。
And I was reading the paper, and I was so focused on the news, and I was reading as I was walking out the store.
我不晓得他们是停车的位置往前移了，还是另外一辆跟我家几乎颜色一样的车子开过来停在那边。
And I don't know if they drove purposely moved the spot where I parked, or there's another car that looked just like my car that parked.
那天正好是我儿子开，所以我就开后门就往里面要坐，一看是别人的车。
That day Aaron was driving and I was reading the paper. I opened the door and I was about to sit and I discovered I'm sitting in someone else's car.
然后 Aaron 正好在旁边叫爸爸。
And Aaron was screaming, Dad!
然后更糟糕的是前面是一个美国 lady.
And then there was a...
那个 driver 是个美国 lady.
The driver was a Caucasian lady.
然后她正在吓得要死的时候我赶快跟她道歉。我说我儿子在那里。
She was so nervous and I apologized to her. I said, I'm sorry, my son is sitting right there.
你说我专不专心？
Wasn't I focused?
Yeah, 所以你们不专心，但是我还专心。但是那个只是 concentration， 还 focus 而已。
You lack focus, I have focus. That is only speaking of concentration.
但是圣经上讲到加勒的专心是 fully, wholly, wholeheartedly， 是整个心在主的身上。
When the scripture talks about Caleb being wholly unto the Lord and following him, his entire person was following the Lord.
这个专心连神都注意了。他说：“唯有我的仆人加勒。”他有另外一个心智，他专心的跟随我。
This completeness was even drew God's attention because God said that Caleb had a different spirit and he followed me wholly.
这一个专心啊
，and this wholeheartedly
让他能够第一手的认识他所信的神
，allowed him to experience the God whom he believed in firsthand.
这一个专心
this wholeheartedly
让他里面对神充满了信任
gave him a full assurance of the God whom he believes in.
所以当他们十二个探子去探迦南回来的时候
and when the 12 spies went to seek out the land of Canaan,
其他十个探子在那里报恶讯
and 10 of the 12 spies came back with bad news.
但是他们 却能够从神的眼光来看他们的环境
but Caleb through the eyes of God saw the circumstances
他们能够从积极的角度来看一切的仇敌
and from a positive perspective, they can see all their enemies.
虽然他们都是领袖，十二个支派的领袖。
Of these 12 spies, they are all leaders among their tribes.
虽然他们信的神都是同一位神。
They all believe in the same God.
虽然他们去探的地方都是迦南地一样的地方。
And the place where they went to spy out is exactly the same, the land of Canaan.
虽然他们看见的亚纳族人都是一样的巨人。
The sons of Anak are all giants before their eyes.
但是其他的十个人就说，据我们来看，他们像。像巨人，我们像蚱蜢。
But of the ten of the 12 spies, their response is that they are giants to us, and we are grasshoppers in their own eyes.
然后接着说，据他们看也是这样。
And in our own eyes, it's the same.
但是只有加勒跟约书亚。
But yet Caleb and Joshua
说神与我们同在。
They said God is with us.
应聘他们的已经离开了他们。
What is covering them has departed from them.
他们说我们立刻上去得那地为业，我们足能得胜。
So let's go immediately to the land, and we are more than able to overcome.
而且仇敌是我们的食物。
And our enemy shall be our food.
所以你发现了没有？当他专心跟神，他对神就产生了真实的认识。
And when he followed the Lord wholeheartedly, he has a true understanding of who his God is.
他不是风闻有神，乃是亲自经历了，知道他所信的是谁。
He didn't just merely hear about his God.But he experienced and know who his God is.
所以他可以从神的眼光来看他的环境。
As from the God's eyes, he can see his circumstances.
他从非常积极的角度来看他一切的仇敌。
And with a very positive attitude, he can look at all his enemies.
所以他说仇敌是我们的食物。
So he's able to say our enemies will be our food.
我想我们都不愿意接受难处的。
I know most of us we're not willing to come under difficulties.
我们甚至怕仇敌。
And oftentimes we're afraid of our enemies.
就像我从前讲到常讲的一个韩国的牧师用很简单的英文讲的话。
And I've often said the story before. There was a Korean pastor. He said it in English.
他说：“小仇敌，小宴席。
”A small enemy, small feast.
大仇敌，大宴席。
A big enemy, a big feast.
No enemy, no feast. 没有仇敌就没饭吃了。
No enemy, no feast.
所以他说他原来很怕难处的。
And then time passes, he was terrified of difficulties.
他说后来他就是读了约书亚这个加勒跟约书亚的故事以后，神转变他。
And he said after he read the story of Joshua and Caleb, God turned his attitude.
所以他说每一次看到难处，看到仇敌，他就说哈利路亚，我又有东西可以吃了。
And he says every time he encounters difficulties and enemies that would emerge in his life, he said, Hallelujah, there's food for me to eat.
你不要以为这是容易的事情。
Do not think this is something easy to say.
我们现在这样讲，大家笑笑，听起来很有意思。
And we say these words, and we all can smile, and we say that those are interesting words to hear.
你回到家可能就碰到难处了。
But the moment you get home, you may find difficulties.
弟兄姊妹不爱主一样有难处。
And when we don't love the Lord, we still have difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要在这个地上经过的时候。
And as we pilgrim through this land,
在整个勇士的眼光里面，它其实是很小的一段。
Inside of eternity, this is but a very, very short period.
但是就在这个有限的时间里面，神要把他荣耀的旨意、荣耀的恩典。他很多的事情他做在我们的身上。
But in the limitation of this time, God is going to work His glorious will and His purpose in our life.
它需要信心。
And it requires faith.
如果我们跟神之间的关系不对的话，任何一件事情可以把我们打倒的。
And if our relationship isn't right with God, anything can knock us over.
任何一个仇敌可以把我们挡住的。
And any enemy can slow us or hinder us now.
因为他真的像个巨人。
Because he indeed is like a giant.
所以那十个探子讲的话也不是错的。
So the words of those 10 spies, they are not wrong.
因为亚纳族人真的像个大巨人一样。
Because the sons of Anak, they are indeed giants.
不然你去读《生命记》第九章，连神都这么讲。这个有这个他们城高大顶天。亚纳族人没有人在他们面前站得住的。
Deuteronomy chapter 9, you'll see the word of God declare that their cities are heavily fortified, their walls are high up into the skies, no one dares to stand against them.
我们自己跟在难处相比，的确好像蚱蜢跟巨人一样。
Yes, when we stand in the face of our difficulties, oftentimes we do feel like a grasshopper.
所以那十个探子错不是错在他们讲的事实错了。
And those 10 spies, they are not wrong from the perspective of their observations.
而这问题是他们透过难处来看神，而不是透过神来看难处。
The problem is that they look at God through their problems and not their problems through their God.
什么时候我们透过难处、透过仇敌来看我们的神的话，我们这个人就软弱了，就灰心了。
And whenever we come and look at our God through our difficulties and through our circumstances, we will lose faith.
我们会充满了为什么、为什么、为什么会有这些事情发生。
We will be full of doubts and we will continue to ask why are these things happening?
或是神啊，你到底在哪里？到底你在哪里？
And we begin to ask, God, where are you? God, where are you?
但是当我们透过神来看这一切的时候，
But when we look at all the things in our lives through the eyes of the Lord,
加勒约书亚的见证就出来了。
And Joshua and Caleb, their testimony comes forth.
我们立刻上去，我们足能得胜。
Let's go up immediately. We are more than able to overcome.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
而且他们是我们的食物。
And they are our food.
弟兄姊妹，这是专一跟随神。
These are the people who are following the Lord wholeheartedly.
今天我们在难处面前到底是什么态度？
And what is our attitude when we are faced with difficulties?
到底我们最近属灵的情形是怎样？
How are our spiritual conditions?
其实它都在显明我们跟神的关系是怎样。
They are revealing our conditions with God.
它都在提醒我们，到底我们的神是不是我们把他当神来看他。
They are reminding us, do we truly treat God as God?
要 let God be God.
Are we really letting God be God?
要让主在一切的事情上我们尊他为神，让他居首位。
That in everything we esteem him as the sovereign Lord and he has the first place.
第二个，加勒在他身上的第二个特点是他整个一生他向往希伯伦。
The second characteristic of Caleb is that in his entire life, his heart longed for Hebron.
希伯伦的意思就是朋友。
And the name of Hebron means friend.
神把亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔招出来。
God called Abraham out of the land of Ur.
一直把他带到迦南地。
And he led them all the way to the land of Canaan.
来到迦南地以后，经过事件，经过伯特利，来到希伯伦。
And he brought him through Bethel and brought him into Hebron.
然后亚伯拉罕的一生就住在希伯伦。
And for all the days of Abraham's life, he dwelled in Hebron.
希伯伦是我们个人属灵的高峰。
And Hebron is our personal spiritual pinnacle in our lives.
就是我们跟神成为了至交，成为了至亲的朋友。
And we have now become friends of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太大的恩典。
And this is an immense blessing and
immense grace. 我们居然能够与神同行，与神同住，能够成为神的朋友。
That we may walk with God, we may dwell with God, we may be called a friend of God.
所以当神召亚伯拉罕的时候
，So when God called Abraham,
神说你要起来往我所要指示你的地方去。
God said to Abraham, "Rise and go to the land that I will show you."
这是一切蒙恩得救的人，神在我们身上的呼召。
And all those who are saved by grace, God has the same call in our lives.
神一路上带领我们翻山越岭，经过各样的经历，要把我们带到希伯伦，与他相交，与他是最好的朋友。
God take us through the mountains and the valleys that we would come to the place.Of Hebron, that we may become the friend of God.
所以当创世纪二十六章以撒碰到饥荒，想要下南地去的时候
，and Genesis 26, when Isaac came under a famine, he wanted to go to Egypt.
神提醒他，你要住在这个地方，不可以离开。
God said to Isaac, "No, you stay here. Do not depart from this ground."
当雅各出去漂泊。出去漂泊了二十年以后
When Jacob left his homeland and wandered for 20 years,
神说你要回、啊、
God says to Jacob, return.
你看到没有？亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的身上各用一个很关键的字、啊、往、住、回。
And these two individuals, we hear the Lord says, go, stay, and return.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是他们三个人一生经历里面神在他们身上工作的特点。
And these are the characteristics of God's work in these two individuals' lives.
把我们从一切不是向着神，不是跟神有这样子关系的里面招出来，叫我们往这里去。
So everything that is not of God, everything that is contrary to God, God calls us out and say, go towards this place.
而以撒生在希伯伦，长在希伯伦，神说你就是要住在这里。不可以离开。
And Isaac was born and raised in Hebron. God says, "Hey, stay here. Do not leave from this place."
雅各跑出去了。
Jacob wandered away.
神说你要回。
And said to Jacob, "Return."
所以你就发现，在希伯伦的麦比拉洞里面埋的三对夫妻哈，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各三个夫妻都是原配。
And in the land of Hebron, there is a place of burial.And you see the three couples of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that were buried there.
所以当十二个探子进迦南地探地的时候
，And again, these 12 tribes they went into the land of Canaan to spy out the land.
加勒一看到希伯伦，他就爱了。
Caleb saw Hebron and he fell in love with it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，虽然那里有三个亚纳族最尊贵的族长守的，就是最强的仇敌守的。
And there are three chiefs of the sons of Anak that lived there. They held that land.
这里告诉我们，越宝贵的属灵产业，仇敌越不甘心给我们。
And this tells us of the spiritual inheritance that is most precious.The enemy will not easily let go.
但是加勒却透过这一切的难处，看见里面宝贵属灵产业的意义。
But Caleb, through the eyes of the Lord, saw the precious meaning of the spiritual inheritance.
他从那一天就被希伯伦吸引了。
And from the day that he saw the land, his heart was drawn by that land.
所以你从圣经上可以看到到当他们回来的时候，摩西也答应他请求的，说将来希伯伦给你啊，赐给你做加勒作为产业。
So when the spies came back, Moses.Promise Caleb, yes, that land shall be yours as an inheritance.
我们一起来读这一段的圣经，好不好
？Let's read this portion together.
民数记十四章
，Numbers chapter 14.
啊，对不起，约书亚记十四章。
So Joshua chapter 14.
大家回家读好了。你们读我刚要上这个节录摘录的这些经文，免得太长了啊。
There's actually a lot to read. Everybody just read it when you get home. But look at the verses that are outlined or picked out in your outline.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的这三地给我，那里有亚纳族人，并宽大坚固的城。于是约书亚为耶弗尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶弗尼儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心从耶和华以色列的神，于是国中太平，没有征战了啊！啊，在这里我们发现加勒整个的一生被希伯伦所吸引。
And again, we discovered that Caleb all the days of his life was drawn by the land of Hebron.
啊，我们从底下这时候来读第十。 第十节的后半啊，那我们从第十节读好了。
Verse 10, chapter 14, verse 10 and on.
那十二节。
12.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年，期间以色列人在旷野行走。看哪、啊，现今我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现今还是如何。好，我们就读到这好了。
We'll stop right here.
啊，这个神借着摩西应许迦勒说这块地要赐给你，那是他40岁的时候。
God through Moses acknowledged and promised Caleb that this land Hebron shall be yours. He was 40 at the time.
大家开始专心哈，记得哈，他探完迦南地回来，摩西应许把这块地给他的时候，迦勒是40岁。
And please pay attention when he went and spied the land. He came back and Moses promised.In the land of Hebron, he was 40 years old.
刚才说他现在几岁？
And what did the scripture just tell us?
85岁。那时是40，现今是85岁。那么
he was then 40, now he's 85.
那么在旷野里面，他们从探子失败之后，在旷野多走了多少年？38年。
So the days of wandering in the wilderness was 38 years.
所以这45年扣掉38，还有7年。
So of the 45 minus the 38, if we do our math right, there's 7 more years.
这是我等一下要讲到的纲要，就是当我们进了迦南以后，迦勒先花了7年的时间，陪着其他的弟兄们南征北讨，帮他们去征服，去得到他们的产业。
This is a key that I'm going to bring up later. Is that when Caleb entered into the promised land, he spent 7 years.Helping his brethren conquer their inheritance and their land, north to south.
等到其他支派都得到他们的产业之后
，When all the other tribes have gained their inheritance,
他最后回到约书亚的面前来要希伯伦。
He came back to Joshua and said, "Joshua, I want Hebron."
而希伯伦是最强的亚纳族三个族长守着。
And Hebron again was held by the three chief of the sons of Anak. It was held by those giants.
凭着神的恩典和信心打下了希伯伦。
And Caleb, by faith and the power and the might of the Lord, he took the land.
啊，所以圣经上就说从此国中太平。
And so the scripture says, from that point on, there's peace in the land.
不然的话，所有十二个支派得到的产地，得到的产业，那个希伯伦亚纳族守着，仍然是他们的阴影。
And this, if Caleb did not take Hebron.Then the inheritance of the other tribes that they've held, they are always under the shadow of the tribe of Anak, who's holding this land.
所有的巨人都在那里。
Because all the giants of the land reside there.
有点像零后十章说的 stronghold, 哈，那个坚固的营垒还在那里。
Second Corinthians talks about the stronghold that is still there, that is unbroken.
迦勒帮助弟兄们打下产业以后，他回来打希伯伦。
So Caleb helped his brethren to take their inheritance, then he came back to take Hebron.
他把整个三个族长全部灭了。
And he annihilated the three chiefs of Anak.
从此国中太平。
And from that point on, there's peace in the land.
再也没有征战。
No more war.
我们稍微多应用一点哈。
I want to use this a little more.
如果我们跟神的关系进到希伯伦的境界的话，
If our relationship with God has come to the place that resembles the term Hebron,
如果神真是我们的朋友，
If God is truly our friend,
我们真是活在神的同在中，活在与神同行的里面，
And we are living in the presence and walking with God daily,
你会发现一件很稀奇的事情，
You'll discover something very interesting.
从此国中太平，再也没有征战。
From that point forth, there is no more war.
你发现你心里面有一个说不出来的安息。
There is an unspeakable peace within you.
你发现在我们里面有一个说不出来的踏实，虽然我外在的环境可能还是有难处。
And within your heart, there's a certainty, there's a sureness with it, regardless of your circumstances around you.
在我们里面有一个说不出来的喜乐，说不出来的平安，说不出来的踏实。
There's an unspeakable joy and a peace and a certainty within.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个是迦勒。
This is Caleb.
他一心在希伯伦。
His entire heart was on the land of.
再强的仇敌都挡不住他这个心智。
No matter how great the giant cannot stand against His will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要何等感谢主耶稣啊！
And how we thank the Lord Jesus.
他的约翰福音十五章说，他以后不要再称我们为仆人了。
John chapter 15, the Lord says, I no longer call you servants.
他说，我要称你们为朋友。
But I am calling you friends.
因为仆人常常不知道主人的意思。
Because the servants often do not know the will of his master.
主说，你们若遵循我的话，你们就是我的朋友了。
But you obey my commandments, you are my friend.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天可以成为万王之王的朋友。
A brother and sister, today we may be called a friend of the King of Kings.
我不晓得在地上哈。
In this world.
如果我问你，你最好的朋友是谁？你能不能马上想起来
？If I ask you who is your best friend, can you give me a name?
可不可以想得起来
？Can you think of a name?
可以。
Yes.
好，那我们现在如果你这个所有这个地上好朋友的特质
，and all the wonderful characteristics of your friends.
你到底在主的身上找得到找不到
？Can you find any of them in the Lord Jesus?
你决定找得到。
Yes, you'll find it in him.
啊，除了他如果很喜欢喝酒以外，
unless
出去外面吃喝玩乐犯罪
，he's a drunker and he is a glutton. He loves the world.
我说，如果他是一个好朋友的特质，你决定在耶稣身上找得到，而且不知道胜过多少倍。
And I would say of a good friend, the qualities of a good friend, Jesus, you will find it in Jesus and.A multiple magnitude.
所以整个加勒的一生就是为了这件事情，哈，他羡慕。
So all the days of Caleb's life, he longed for this.
第三个，他充满了更新的能力和心智。
Thirdly, he had a strength that is renewed, and he had a will that is renewed.
他在那里讲到说，我那个时候是如何，我现在还是如何。
Who I was then, I am.So now,
哦，弟兄姊妹，这真的是一件很不容易的事情哈。
And this is something that is not easy.
而且他说，无论是征战这么大的事
，He said whether it's strength for war,
或是很平凡日常生活中的出跟入
，or whether it's just going out and coming back in.
我那时候力量如何，现今还是如何
？As my strength then, so is my strength now.
你看多难啊
！How difficult is that?
啊，那天大家看我们的这个二十周年的影片，哈，四个阶段。
And when we saw the footages of these past 20 years for our for our church, and we saw the four stages.
啊，其实有很多的 old timer， 就是教会当初早期的弟兄姊妹，你们现在以为他们都是新来的，怎么不认识啊？因为都换个样子了。
There are a lot of old timers back then, and now everybody think that they're brand new here, but they actually.Been here for a while, they just look different.
对不对？为什么你们看见培明弟兄，你们会笑呢
？Why is it when you see培明叔叔 you will laugh?
底下写什么？风华。啊？啊？对不对？那时候的他跟现在的他摆在一起，哎，不一样，对不对
？And he looked quite different then from how he looked now.
那个时候的我跟现在的我摆在一起，像爸爸跟儿子一样，哈，差很多。
And who I was then and who I am now is like.Father and son standing next to each other.
身材也变很多。
Our stature look quite different.
就像你们现在看到的我的父亲，你如果是三五年前看到他，我们五年前献堂的时候，他还可以讲一整堂的道。
And just like my father, a few years back when we were dedicating the sanctuary, he was able to come up here and share and speak.
大家已经为了他那一分多钟的祷告已经很感动了。其实他可以讲整个小时的道没有问题的。
And everybody was moved by the prayer that Grandpa you had on the stage on our anniversary. But back then he was able to speak at least for an hour.
所以加勒能够维持他那样子一个更新的能力，不是一件容易的事情。不光是肉身上的。
But Caleb having the physical ability to sustain his strength, it is difficult enough already.
哦、他能够心里面一直维持一个新鲜的爱新鲜的这个 passion、都不是容易的事情
But of his heart, of his spirit to have a renewed freshness of his spirit and passion that is something that is hard
对不对我们得到复兴的时候我们头几天读圣经每一天都很有味道
When we are revived the very first few days we feel that there's a lot of flavor as we read the scriptures each day
你刚刚来到这个教会的时候头几篇道你听得都津津有味
And when you first came and joined this particular church the very first few messages you hear you're like wow it's wonderful
你听来听去就是这个样子
And then after a while you say ah it's all the same
你也受苦我也受苦
You're suffering I'm suffering
因为你每次听的一样的你会受苦
And every time you hear the same things, you feel like, oh, this is what.
我在上面想到你每次都要听一样的，我也很不舒服。
And every time I think that, well, you're listening to the same thing, I don't feel so good either.
所以你知道，在美国，在中国，很多这种大的宗派的这个 团体，他们每三年到五年传道人换一个地方哈。
So in China and in America, of these larger congregations, every three, approximately every 3 years, the pastors would rotate and move around.
哪里有像我这样子赖了二十年还在这的
？Not to say that I have been here for 20 years and I'm still here.
因为大概三年就把他所有可以讲的道都听完了。
So about 3 years, the congregation feels that I could hear, I've heard everything this man has to say.
弟兄姊妹，这是活在肉体，活在旧造里面，喜欢新鲜。
This is living in the flesh, living in the old creation. We'd like to hear something tingling, something new.
我们需要的更新是在圣灵里面，是在真实生命里面不断的更新。
The renewal that we need is in the Spirit of the Lord inside of us.
加勒能够说那时如何，现在还是如何。
And Caleb able, when he's able to say how I was then, I am still now.
不管是在那种大如征战的大事上，那时力量如何。
Whether it be the strength for war of these big, huge events.
他能够小小到平凡生活中的出跟入，他的力量还是如何。
Or even in the ordinary things in life, as he's going out, coming in, he says, my strength is the same.
弟兄姊妹，这是了不起。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that is immense.
不仅仅那时如何，四十岁的时候。
No matter, he was the same in strength when he was 40.
连现在八十五岁了还是如何。
And at the age of 85, he says, my strength is the same.
弟兄姊妹，这是了不起的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great thing.
所以大事是如何，小事也是如何。
And the great matters in life and the small ordinary matters in life is exactly the same.
那时是如何，现在也是如何。
How I was in strength then, I am now the same.
这表示什么？
What does that represent?
你看你们又不专心了。
Nobody's paying attention.
表示他一直都是如何嘛。
It means that he's always been the same, right?
就像我那时跟智慧讲的，我说我只有两个乐器不会，就是那个也不会，这个也不会。
I told Christina that the only instruments that I don't know is that one and this one.
这两个加起来就是通通都不会。
That doesn't make sense. All of those and all of these. So that means I don't know anything.
对不对
yeah. Right?
Yeah. 表示加勒是一直 constantly, 他一直在主的面前有更新的能力。
So Caleb was steadfast before the Lord. That's why he has strength all the days of his life.
这个甘的儿子上来的时候说，上个礼拜天九点半聚会已经坐满了。
And my son reminded me last Sunday, by the time it was 9:30, the seats were packed.
今天早上九点半的时候，大概到了不到一半。
And around 9:30, we're about half full.
你就发现那时我们很好，今天就不行了。
We discovered then we were so good, now we're not so good.
才上个礼拜大家都准时，这个礼拜就不能准时了。
It's only been 7 days apart.Then we were all punctual, now we're not so punctual.
彼得那时候说，主我为你死都行。
And Peter said at one point, Lord, I'm willing to even die for you.
没有多久，
not too much longer.
发咒起誓说我不认识这个人。
He would swear and said, I don't know you.
那个持续的力量。
The power to sustain.
所以为什么有一首诗歌我们很喜欢唱，好，愿你逐日维持的力仍然顾念我的软弱。
There's a particular hymn that we love to sing, the Lord, may your daily strength be my comfort each day.
会不会唱？
愿
你逐日维持的力，仍然顾我软弱。你的亮光助我隐隐，生命吞我是何？我们需要主的亮光除掉我们的黑暗阴翳啊。
And we need the light of the Lord to come and shed upon our soul to drive away the darkness.
需要他的生命吞灭我们里面的死亡。
That his life will consume the death within.
好，所以刚刚唱的时候都是老弟兄老姊妹会唱哈。
A lot of elderly brothers and sisters able to sing the song.
我们年轻一样需要逐日维持的力来顾念我们呢。
We who are younger, we also need the strength of the Lord each day.
所以我们常常唱的276首也是，对不对？
The hymn 276 is the same.
求主天天扶持我，给我力量，保守我，使我一生走窄路。叫主心满意足。
May the Lord sustain me each day, that I may walk on the narrow way, and keep me, and that He would be satisfied each day of my life.
每一天都需要。
Every day we need it.
好，第四个讲到全心全然心为神家的加勒。
And fourthly, we talk about the heart of Caleb that is entirely on the house of God.
刚才我们已经讲过了，他有38年的时间陪着神儿女们在旷野里面接受 神对百姓的管教。
We may mention earlier that for 38 years he accompanied the people of God as they were being disciplined through the wilderness.
他们两个不仅仅没有得罪神，而且真的是好学生。
And not only did Joshua and Caleb did not offend God, but they're wonderful students.
那么得胜。
And they are victorious.
但是神没有让他们说，好吧，你们两个先去哈，其他人38年以后再来。
But God didn't say, okay, Caleb and Joshua, you guys go first. Everybody will follow after 38 years.
啊，或者我跟你带到以琳去，你们在以琳休息38年。等他们死光以后再去。
Nor did the Lord said, okay, the two of you rest in this oasis of Elim, and everybody after they're all dead, then you'll join up and go.
你发现他们陪着神儿女们来接受神在他们身上的管教。
You discovered that they accompanied the people of God as they were being disciplined by the Lord.
然后你从来听不见他们的埋怨。
And you would never hear their grumbling voice.
38年神百姓那个生命里面的丑陋、肉体的败坏，一直被暴露、被暴露、被显明。然后神管教他们。
The ugliness and the corruptness of the life of the people of God were being exposed time and time again, and God continued to discipline them and judge them.
啊，要一直陪着他们。
But they, these two individuals, they accompanied the people of God.
弟兄姊妹不容易啊。
It is not easy.
有一次有一个太太，一个中年的太太，这个照镜子照了很久以后哭起来了。
There was a lady who's in her middle ages.She was looking at the mirror and looking at herself.
因为青春不在，哈，皱纹也出来了，白头发也出来了。
Her youth is fleeting her, and she began to see white hair and gray hair emerging.
所以她就哭起来了。
And so as she was gazing into the mirror, she started to weep.
没想到她先生是个木头，哈。
Not her husband is a
不能够体恤她的心，然后就说你才看一次就哭，我天天都得看你。
Her husband actually said to her, "You look at yourself once and you weep. I get to look at you every day."
这种人是不是该教训哈？
Men like these should be disciplined, right?
这就是加勒的心情。
But this is the heart of Caleb.
这些神百姓一路上被那个肉体的败坏丑陋被神暴露出来。
And all the way in the wilderness, the ugliness within their lives is being exposed.
很多时候我们都很惊讶啊，我原来会这么坏啊。
And oftentimes we even surprise ourselves and we say, I'm that bad.
主，我怎么这么败坏？我会有这种想法。
Lord, how could I think these thoughts and how could I think this way?
我居然会说这样子的话，我会做这样子的事。
And such words would come out of my mouth. I would actually do such things.
不要说你自己很惊讶、很受苦，别人其实早就在受你的苦。
Not to say that you are surprised by yourself, but everyone else is suffering because of you.
加勒、约书亚陪着他们三十八年。
But Joshua and Caleb, they accompany God's people for 38 years.
然后进了迦南以后，他就先花了七年的时间。
And after entering to Canaan, he spent 7 years.
他帮助神的儿女们南征北讨，先把他们的产业得着。
He went north and south to help the people of God to take their inheritance.
这是一个领袖的。
This is the capacity of a leader.
他的心永远先在神儿女们的需要上。
His heart is always settled upon the people of God first.
先在神的旨意能够成就在神儿女们身上。
His heart is always settled upon God's will being accomplished in God's people first.
甚至胜过了他自己属灵的渴慕、追求和羡慕。
Surpasses his spiritual longings and his spiritual desire, his own spiritual desire.
当他踏进迦南的时候，他其实就巴不得就到希伯伦去了。
When he entered into Canaan, I know it was with all of his heart he wished that he could just go to Hebron.
你们去打你们的应许之地，我来得我的应许之地。
You fight your own promised land, I'll fight mine.
但是你就要发现，他花了七年的时间陪着他们。
He discovered for 7 years he accompanied the people of God.
所以我说他不容易，他明明生命各方面可能年纪都比加叙亚老练了。
And I said it's not easy because oftentimes maybe Caleb is more advanced in experience and maybe in years than Joshua.
他不仅仅没有这种增进。抱怨，他反而全力的支持他。
Not only did he war against Joshua, compete with Joshua, but wholeheartedly he supported Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，神家需要这样子的器皿。
And brothers and sisters, we need vessels like this in God's house.
今天各地的教会为什么会分门结党？为什么会分了又分
？Why is it that we see divisions after divisions in the house of God?
因为这种山头主义，我自己要独大，我要被尊重，我要被高举。 Because the
thought of self-exaltation that I want to be first is hidden in the hearts of men. But Caleb, his entire mind is set upon the people of God. He ran with the people of God north and south. And no matter what he did with the purpose of what is the ultimate good for the house of
God. And
even when he was giving his daughters off in marriage, he says, whoever can take the cities of Hebron, I will marry my daughter to
him.
His entire heart is seeking the utmost good for the house of
God.
When you truly love somebody,
不管你在谈恋爱或是你自己的孩子或是什么
whether you're in the middle of a courtship or whether concerning your own children,
你一定看到好吃的就想给他、啊、看到好的就想跟他分享去好玩的地方希望他也在
when you have something good to eat, you want to share with that individual, anything you have that is good, any place you want to go, that you want to take them along with you、
啊、这就是加勒
this is Caleb
有个宝贝女儿要嫁
there's a precious daughter that is to be married off
他不是去找谁家最有钱、
啊、he didn't go look off to someone who is most wealthy.
他不是去找谁家在神家最有地位。
He didn't look for someone who had the most position in God's house.
他要找一个人是能够为着神家尽忠，为着神家除灭仇敌。
He wanted someone who could be faithful towards the house of the Lord and who is mighty in about in doing away the enemies for the house of God.
所以你看，很多弟兄姊妹有时候出去买东西，有时候就会想到，哎，神家可能也要啊。
And there are a lot of brothers when they're out shopping, they would have this mindset. Oh, I think God's house would need some as well.
啊，有一个弟兄他要考医学院，那是在台。台湾所有的医学院都是钱赚最多的。
Brother once was trying to get into med school, and they usually earn quite a bit of money when they come out.
当他考上医学院，他要挑他哪一个系的时候，他特别是故意挑牙医啊。
And when he wanted to come to the place where he's to decide what he's going to specialize in, he decided to go into dentistry.
啊，并不是因为牙齿有那么多颗比较好赚钱，心脏只有一颗。
It is not to say that there are people have many, many teeth. There's more things to fix, and the heart there's only but one.
当牙医反而比较被人家看不起，钱赚的没有心脏科多的。
And a lot of times, you know, those who are dentists, they're not esteemed as highly as those who are cardiologists, and they may not earn as much.
你知道他为什么要当牙医吗
？Do you know why he wanted to be a dentist?
他可以跟人家传福音。
He knows that he could have a great opportunity to share the gospel.
啊，不让他反驳，嘴巴张开，然后他就。
And it's a great opportunity because they can't speak and they can't talk back.
啊、他是真的做这样做见证他说我当牙医是因为我有机会可以跟病人传福音
He really did testify this way He says when I'm a dentist I have all the opportunity to share the gospel、
啊、你光讲道理人家下次不来看你他因为很有爱心然后他又传福音所以他用他的职业来传福音
And when you just speak of doctrine nobody will want to come and see him again But he was full of love and he really cared for his patients And they keep coming back and he kept sharing the gospel
在新加坡一个眼科医生他叫试人家视力的时候不是用那个圈或是英文字母他是用圣经的话神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫他们念
There's an optometrist in Singapore and also a brother in the Lord when he had his chart for people to test their eyes instead of letters he literally had John 16 written on the chart so they would read it
都先想到神家
and whatever, whatever ways in their livelihood they think about the house of God first
不像别人哈 有一次在一个村里面，他们准备帮村里面盖一个游泳池啊。
Unlike this particular example, once there was a village, and everybody decided that we're going to build a swimming pool.
所以村长到一家去请大家支持啊，捐钱啊，捐力了。
So the chief went house after house and say, "Hey, you know, offer up your strength, offer up your money, let's do this together."
结果到了一个家，姑且叫他李大叔哈、请他帮忙。
And he came to Uncle Lee's house, and he said, "Uncle Lee, can you please help?"
哦，他马上拍着胸脯说：“没问题，我全力支持。
”And he had it himself and no problem I'll support 100%
所以你等一下他就进去了他以为他去拿钱去了
he said just wait right here and he went inside the house and the chief thought he went to get some money
过了一下他提了一桶水出来他说来如果不够再来告诉我
and he came out with a bucket of water he said well if you don't have enough I have more
弟兄姊妹这个叫做假信心对不对
and this is not very sincere right
我整个村要盖游泳池我们需要经费
the whole village wants to build a swimming pool we need money
我们需要人来投入的
we need people to come in and help
你带一桶水来你根本还讲得那么绝对说反正不够再来
a bucket of water you say you don't have enough come for more what kind of words are those
弟兄姊妹心到底在不在神在不在神家上
Whether your heart is on God or on the house of God,
不要说神知道，连人都看得出来。
Not to say God knows, but people can see it.
那我很感动的这一次，我们二十周年，就是 几乎不要去担心，好，弟兄姊妹各占其位，各尽其职。
This 20th anniversary, I didn't have to worry a bit. All the brothers and sisters there are in their rightful positions, doing what they were supposed to do.
虽然我们之前有很多的祷告，很多的筹划，可是那一天的时候，就好像石头找好了，圣殿要盖的时候，一声令下，没有声音出来了。
And we had a lot of planning, we had a lot of prayers, but on that particular day, it's like all the stones were gathered, and by one command, everything came and fitted nicely together.
每一个主每一个部门每一个服事的弟兄姊妹都在主的面前尽心竭力，非常感动。
Every group, every department, every brother and sister wholeheartedly came and served the Lord.
所以我们在神的家中不要忘了为神家求好处。
So while we are in the house of God, let's not forget to seek the utmost good for God's house.
加勒不仅仅陪着神儿女们属灵征战，陪着他们受苦。
Only did Caleb accompany the people of God to suffer with them and to war and to do battle with them.
帮助他们得到产业，帮助他们增加他们属灵的价值。
To help them take on their spiritual inheritance, that they may increase in their spiritual war.
而且他们什么事情都是为着神家的需要为主啊。
And no matter what event in his personal life, he thought of God's house first.
最后
And lastly,
在约书亚记二十一章
Joshua chapter 21.
那里讲到神的百姓需要研究啊，这个每一个支派得到的产业，就每一个支派你们所得到的产业里面，要抽出几个城，要归给利未人。
And a record of an event that it came to the time where Lot was to be taken, that particular cities of their inheritance was to be taken out for the tribe of Levi.
因为神的旨意要利未人散居在以色列中间，成为属灵的力量。
Because it is God's will that the tribe of Levi would be dispersed among the tribes of Israel, that they may be the spiritual strength of each tribe.
能够在各个支派中间都有以色列利未人散居在那里，带领神的百姓来侍奉神。
That among the tribes of Israel there would be the tribe of Levi that would lead the people of God to come and serve the Lord.
那圣经上告诉我们，他们首先为了亚伦的子孙利未中最尊贵的支派，祭司的支派家要来抽签的时候。
So when they came and to take lot concerning the house of Aaron, the house of high priest.
就你发现约书亚记二十一章九到十一节说他们拈出来的第一株。
And Joshua chapter 29 verse 9 tells us the very first lot that they took for the house of Aaron came to.
是什么？你们都很聪明。
You guys are all very smart. Hebron.
第一株就是加勒的心爱希伯伦。
The very first lot that they took was what Caleb loved, the land of Hebron.
谁被抽到这个签，就要把他的地交出来给利未人。
And whoever wherever the lot falls, regardless of who owns the possession, they must yield it up to the tribe of Levi.
你能够想象这件事情对加勒的影响吗？
Can you imagine how this has?The type of impact it had on Caleb.
45年的时间，昼夜盼望着希伯伦。
For 45 years, day and night, he longed for the city of Hebron.
那么长旷野生活的熬炼，终于进了迦南。
And all the years of the wilderness with God's people, he finally came to the land of Canaan.
来到迦南，完全不自私的，大公无私的，帮助神的儿女们打天下，花了七年。
Entered the promised land unselfishly, he helped the people of God for 7 years.To take their land.
最后带着85岁衰老的身体，哈，已经年纪大的身体，他硬是把希伯伦打下来了。
And at 85 years of age, he's advanced, but he still had a heart. He went and took the land of Hebron.
然后整个神家的心头大患，坚固的营垒被拆毁，让国中太平。
And the stronghold of Canaan has now been done away with. Now there is peace and no more war throughout the land of Canaan.
他终于搬进的希伯伦。
He now has moved in and settled into Hebron.
才进去。
He just stepped foot in.
开始抽签。
And then the lot was taken.
第一个抽到的就是希伯伦。
The first lot fell on Hebron.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你要知道对加勒多不容易啊。
Do you know how difficult this is for Caleb?
你在圣经上看不见加勒有任何的埋怨。
There is not a recording of his complaint.
其实从外面好像有一个希伯伦，有个地方吸引了他。
And though outwardly there is a land of Hebron that seems to have drawn his heart,
其实这个人已经早就住在希伯伦的属灵实际里面了。
But this man already dwelled in the spiritual reality of the name of Hebron.
他早就已经跟神像最亲密的朋友一样了。
He's already the dearest friend to God already.
所以对神 No price is too high.
And as to God, there is no price that would be too high for him.
没有一个价值是太贵重的。
No price is too severe for him to pay.
为着我们所爱的，我们愿意把最好的给他。
But the one whom we love, we're willing to give him our best.
弟兄姊妹，所以当签出来的时候
，So brothers, when the lot fell on Hebron,
我相信加勒也会很惊讶。
I know Caleb probably was surprised.
但是他相信。一切都在神的手中。
But he trusts that everything was in God's hand.
神等于把希伯伦最好的地给了亚伦家哥辖族亚伦的后代。
And God gave the land of Hebron to the house of Aaron, that they would be a land to their descendants.
但是加勒的伟大。
This is how great Caleb is.
加勒真正经得起考验，他把他最好的献给了神。
Caleb can be tested that he gave his all to God.
所以我们刚刚在这里唱哈，这个他们带我们唱 "I surrender all."
And when the worship team led us and sing the song "I surrender all,"
我们唱很容易唱的。
It is easy to sing the words.
当我们真要交出东西给神的时候，已经都不容易了。
When we have to give it up, it is difficult.
不要说交出心爱的给神。
Not to say the one that we offer.For up is the one whom we love.
而我们这个人常常最大的心爱就是我们的老自己。
And our greatest love oftentimes is our old self.
我们可以损失一切外面的，但是我们不能够损失自己。
We can lose everything, but we cannot lose the self.
加勒把他自己所有最好的都给了神。
So Caleb gave his very best to God.
所以我们发现这个人爱神。
So we discover this man loves God.
这个人专心跟随神。
He's wholeheartedly towards the Lord.
所以他不光是爱主的人兴起。
And not only do we desire that those who love the Lord will rise up.
我们特别说过这些器皿不光他们跟神的关系很特别。
And we said that these vessels not only do they have a special relationship with God.
我们也特别强调他属灵的影响力。
And we focus on their spiritual influences.
所以加勒不仅仅给我们立出了一个很好的属灵领袖的榜样。
So Caleb not only gave us a wonderful example of a spiritual leader.
而且他整个一生的生活
But all the days of his life,
在神儿女们中间是一个大的祝福、啊、
And the, among the people of God is a great blessing.
他陪着神儿女们经过所有的环境高山低谷旷野的管教
He went through all the circumstances with the people of God through mountains down the valleys and all the disciplines.
他整个的心帮助神儿女们神家活在神的旨意中能够承受迦南为业
His heart was on the will of God that the people of God may live in the will of God and inherit the land of Canaan.
把神儿女们带进神的祝福带进神的应许
then he may help and bring the people of God into the blessings of the Lord, the promises of the Lord.
增加属灵的价值
that they may be increased in their spiritual work.
他在这里为神家征战，把最强的仇敌打掉了。
And he would do battle and war on God's behalf and annihilate the strongest of enemies.
他也在这里立下了榜样，他把最好的给神，给神家。
And he set up the example of surrendering his very best to God and God's house.
他甘心地把希伯伦交给了亚伦的子孙。
He willingly gave.The land of Hebron to the descendants of Aaron.
弟兄姊妹，他每一步路都为着神，为着神家。
Every step that he took for the house of the Lord.
啊，跟河东两个半支派不能相比。
It cannot be compared to the two tribes on the other side of the river.
完全凭己意挑自己的地方。
And they picked the land according to their own desires.
这里是最好牧放羊群的地方。
And this is the greatest place for us to shepherd our flock.
我可以为羊群逐圈，为妇人孩子叫逐城。为 羊群逐圈
And we could build a fold here, we could build cities here.
完全是为着自己的家庭，为着自己在世界上的亨通，在这里做一切的事情。
And these two tribes made all the decision based on what is best for their family and how they would prosper in the world.
以法莲支派进来的时候，埋怨他们所得到的产业。
And the tribe of Ephraim, when they came to the land of Canaan, they complained about what they got.
说太多树林，有太多仇敌的铁车，有太多的难处。
There are too many trees and too many chariots of the enemy. There are too many difficulties.
你发现约书亚自己虽然也是以法莲支派，但是他非常公正的领袖。
But you know Joshua, he although he is of the tribe of Ephraim.He was a wonderful, a just leader.
他说有树林是真的，把它砍掉。
Said yes, you have trees, go chop them down.
有铁车是真的，把它赶走。
There are chariots, drive them out.
对，约书亚一点没有同情自己的老乡。
Joshua were not sympathetic to his own tribesmen.
所以约书亚跟加勒两个人成为神家的。这个柱石
and Joshua and Caleb became the pillars in the God, in the house of God.
给神儿女们带来极大的祝福
and brought about a great blessing in God's house.
我们下次讲约书亚
We're going to talk next.
我们来唱这个332首好了，我宁愿有耶稣。
We're going to sing hymn 332. I'd rather have Jesus.
我们唱 好，我们三节都唱好了。加勒身上最大的特点就是他 wholeheartedly， 他专心的跟随神。
The greatest characteristic of Caleb is that he wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
哎，今天早晨我们都向神求这一个另外的一个心智。
And we pray this morning, that the Lord would give all of us a different spirit.
那我们脱离我们那个无用、常常充满着自己的 spirit。
That we would be separated from that helpless and useless spirit of our own.
让我们真正的专心的来爱他
that we would all wholeheartedly come and love him
专心的来跟随他
wholeheartedly follow him
能够专心的来为他和为他的家为他的旨意而活着
and wholeheartedly to live for him concerning his will and his house
主我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
加勒约书亚的神也就是我们的神
The God of Caleb and the God of Joshua is our God.
主啊，今天早晨你借着他们的榜样，再一次的来激励我们。
And Lord, this morning you once again encouraged us through their example.
真是兴起更多爱主的人。
And even more so, raise up those who will love you more.
兴起更多有影响力的人。
And to raise up those who will have more spiritual influence.
能够像日头出现，光辉烈烈。
That as the rising of the sun in the noonday and its strength.
让我们在神家，我们祸福都不问，得失也不问，能够专心的来爱你。
And that we are not concerned about our personal gain and our personal loss, but wholeheartedly we will love you.
我们就是以耶稣以讨神喜悦为我们最喜乐的事。
And concerning Jesus, and Jesus being delighted would be our greatest longing.
我们也愿意把最好的来献给你。
And Lord, that we'd be willing to give you our very best.
为了过去20年，我们感谢你。
Lord, once again, for the past 20 years, we thank you.
为着我们今天开始跨入了新的一个阶段，我们在这里仰望你。
For the new stage that we're stepping our feet into, oh Lord, we look unto you.
真是在这里得着一些爱你的人。
Oh Lord, lay hold of more, those who will love you with all their hearts.
真正彻彻底底、完完全全、那样子倾心的愿意来爱你的人。
To completely love you with a simple heart.
我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
也为着我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们献上感谢
Lord, once again, we thank you for the brothers and sisters here.
有这么多美好的见证，有这么多美好的榜样在我们中间
The wonderful testimonies and the wonderful examples that is here.
但愿这些属灵的影响力能够在教会能够不断的扩大，也能够不断的传递下去
And we pray that all these spiritual influences will continue to enlarge and continue to be passed on to the next generations.
我们谢谢你
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.